Hello there, listener, and welcome to the 108th episode of this podcast. It's been a while that I was coming to the 100th episode, and I thought to myself, there should be something special in the 100th episode, something like out of routine, something like above the general kind of stuff in this podcast in a way, but I guess I didn't manage to find the right way to do that, and it's got like just carried out by just a, I'll say, kind of a standard episode, even though there's no I think it's difficult to find kind of a standard, but in a way a standard episode. I think it was with Yossi the cameraman, episode 100, and I was just thinking that this is episode 100, but it's probably gonna have a few parts, so it's gonna be episode 100 and episode 100 second part, which is actually already episode 109. That's interesting. Yeah, but this specific speech will be episode 108, so I was saying, the idea of making episode 100 into something more special got all mixed up, and but I think it was less important to me anyway, because when I came to episode 100 and I understood that I don't have the right inspiration for something special, so I was thinking to myself, well, episode 108 is coming up. Actually, 108 mean more to me than 100, because it's like you know, I think I picked that out, that one up first in Lost. As a teenager, I watched Lost, the TV show, and they had this number thing, and I was like all like being like obsessive with the numbers, as the producers program you to do, in a way, or inspire you to do. Anyway, so the thing is that, and I think that If what I heard is right, so as I understand, this is a fact that the producers did not plan. You see, they just picked a bunch of random kind of numbers, and then make them into a thing in the show. When they get all, there is like one character that is obsessing about that, and he sees the numbers everywhere, and then they like make the audience also start seeing them just because they put it there. The numbers, this is 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, and that's, I think, the first time in at least 10 years that I tried to pick that numbers up of my brain, but they got so deeply rooted down there, that I just picked it up. What do you know? So the thing is, all those numbers, when you connect them, it's 108, and as far as I know, this is something that the producers did not plan, and they did not knew that they're like random numbers that they picked up turned up to be a number that is actually very meaningful for Buddhism, I think, is it? I'm not sure. I remember when I was traveling in Laos, when I was like 19, I saw those numbers a lot, I think on buses. And someone told me it's some kind of like a sacred number, and then I think I heard somewhere that it's also like a something out of Hinduism also, 108. So I don't know. I think I have listeners in India, or someone before listened to this podcast in India. Maybe you know. I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's like it's became to be an important number for me even when I grown up. I think the. Maybe the other numbers less, but 108 like stayed in meaning for me. So I think, let's say I'm writing a diary. That's another thing that I'm doing. That this podcast is actually a bit inspired by this diary. But this podcast I've been doing for a few months, and the diary I'm writing for 10 years now. So I have in mind, I think for quite a long time, the blurry idea that maybe when I get to notebook number 108, and now I'm in like 80, I think. Maybe I don't know. I will type it up or do something with it, or I don't know. Anyway, so kind of I think I took this thought into the podcast, and I just had the idea of having the 108th episode into something special. But then I was trying to think, what will I do with it? Now we're going somewhere, okay? And so far, I think what I did is just letting myself speak very freely. I think more freely than I usually speak in the podcast. I think usually I'm trying to get into some idea and build it up and have like conversation that is about society. And even though that my life is in society and society is a part of my life, but I have other parts of my life, like I don't know, watching Lost as a teenager, or eating strawberries that a neighbor gave me. This is what I'm doing now. So I think what I felt kind of like doing for the 108th episode is just maybe just speak it up more into, from, I don't know, from a personal side of podcasting. So it's, you know, I think that's also kind of what I meant when I build this podcast up. If you go to introduction, I think I'm saying something more like that, that, you know, this is life in a war zone. This is a war zone, but also this is life just here, you know? Mm-hmm. Eating strawberries in a war zone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, the reasons that I'm doing the records into 15 minutes or around it is because when I started the podcast, I was sending the episodes, I was like downloading them from my WhatsApp web into my computer, then put them up as files into a Podbean, which is where the my podcast is stored. And in order to download them from the download them from the computer, they need to be less than, like, I don't know, 16 or 17 minutes. And now actually I'm usually taking them straightly from my phone into Podbean, because I understood how to do that. So it's, maybe I can make longer episodes, but I still have this habit from before, and I'm kind of like, I don't know, kind of afraid of breaking it up. Interesting. This is why I'm trying to make the episode into 15 minutes, and now I'm thinking, should I go to the next part? Or should I... or should I make it another episode, another part? And that's a hard question. Yeah. So this is me more like as a person, I guess, kind of an episode. It is a tough question. Should I be brave and try to... Nah, I don't feel like being brave today. Funny. So maybe I will tell you the story. We'll see how it goes. It's still only 9 minutes. Almost. So I had this evening the evening was rolling around on his ways. I was doing all kind of different stuff, and then quite late at night, like not that long ago, it's around what time it is? It's almost midnight. It's like 8 minutes to midnight. Cool. A song came to my mind, and I was like, wow, I want to play this song on guitar. And then I was thinking, wow, this is the song for the 108th episode. Wow. So I looked it up in my notebook, and like in a song book that I have. And it's turned up to me that it was in 107 page. It was interesting, kind of. And it was also occurred to me that it doesn't have the chords in the notebooks, in the notebook. So I was thinking, okay, I will open my laptop and look for the chords. And then wait a minute, my line of thought was running down. Usually when my line of thought is going low, I'm like, oh, the episode is going bad, but this episode is all authentic, only authentic. So what was I speaking about the chords? The book had no chords in it, so I said I will open my laptop and look it up. And then I was thinking, maybe I can find the chords for myself instead and just look for them, you know. And I was starting to go like da, no, it was da 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 da. Just looking for it, and I kind of start feeling that I'm getting that. And then I was thinking like, okay, that sounds quite good, but is it the chords? Because maybe there is like a bit more accurate chords and it will sound nicer. Maybe I will look it up in the laptop. Thinking like, ah, let it go. The song is I release and I let go. This is the lyrics of the song. It's like, let it go, just do the chords that come up. Saying like, okay, I will. But I was thinking like, ah, but I'm curious. I wanna know what the chords are. I said like, okay, I let go, release, and I let go. I open the laptop, release the other way also, and open the laptop. And I wrote, I release, and I let go on Google, and I got a bunch of results. So I'm getting into the first result, and it's like kind of a weird chord site. It need to play the song in order to pass the chords, and it's not the right song, and the music is like, ah, I don't like this one. Then I look in, I found like three or four songs that had the same title, but it wasn't the right song, and I was starting to get quite disappointed of it. Yeah, and it really bothered my mind, and suddenly I felt like, oh, I'm with computer, this electronic light, and Google, and I need to release and let it go. Release and let it go. And again, I closed the computer and I took the guitar and I was like, okay, this is the chords are okay. Then I said, okay, now I will start recording and I will just speak myself without being like, I don't know, feeling blame for not being sad or serious enough. And not feeling and not following or serving the age to make anybody else satisfied, you know, just giving the best of me and wishing love and peace to all surround me and within me. Oh, we make it another part. I release and I let go.